Thank you for calling our claim center. Para español, marque el número uno.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4. For tire,
please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling the claims department. My name is Suzanne. How may I help you?
Do I give you the policy number or do you have it?
No, ma'am. I do not have your policy number. No, ma'am. I do not have your policy number.
Okay. This is okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You sound weird. Okay. My policy number is 0401-09-170-33-7772.
Okay, and who am I speaking with today?
Nancy Brothers.
Okay, how may I assist you today, Ms. Nancy?
Okay, so every time I call, I get different information. This has always happened ever since I had this insurance. So I got 5 occurrences on each car, and I made sure on... I had a Malibu and a bug on it, and I had 5 occurrences on each one. So every time I started realizing, every time before I get a tow, I have to call to see, because they say I have no tow, they say I used up my tow, or they say I have no more occurrences. So 5 days ago or 4 days ago, I called to see how many occurrences I had left on the bug. If there was 2 occurrences left. So then when I called to get the bug towed, they told me I have no tow. I used up my occurrences. But I didn't, because I called before that and they said I had 2 left. So I took off. I had a Malibu on the insurance policy, and I took that off and I added a Lexus. So the Lexus still has the Lexus. I haven't used any occurrences on that one. But But since I used it, the tow maybe 3 days ago, they say I used up all my occurrences. But before that, I had two. Then when I called, I had none. Then when, now it's over. So I need you to fix that because I didn't use any occurrences on the Malibu. And if so, but that's a new one that I barely added. But I had two more occurrences left, and now they say they have none. So I need you guys to fix it because I have to get my car towed. And the last time I got my bug towed, I had to wait 7 hours for them to fix it.
No problem. I'd be more than happy to take a look at the account for you. What is the address that's on the policy?
Okay, it is 11561 Perkins Avenue.
What's the city, state, and zip code?
The city is Whittier, California, 90606.
And what is a good phone number for you, please?
Let me find my phone number. Hold on. Okay, my phone number is 909-723-3436.
I'm sorry, the phone went out. 34.
And I need to get my card. Sorry. And I need to get my car out of the impound today because, hold on, let me get this. And I called to make sure before I got it out of the impound. Okay, 1909-723-3436.
3436. The vehicle that
and
you
need to get
a...
my car out of. Excuse me?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you tell me, what were you saying?
The vehicle that you need assistance with today is what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
Okay, the year, make, and model is the year is a 1992 SD Lexus 400. The vehicle number, the whole thing.
So we just need the year, make, and model of the vehicle. So we're not dispatch. I need to first verify exactly why dispatch is requesting a cash call. So I just need to verify the year, make, and model of the vehicle you need assistance with, and then I could be able to review that.
Okay. Say that again with the cash call thing. So
I'm going to verify as to why the dispatch department is advising of the cash call. I have to take a look to see how long ago was the Lexus added to your vehicle, to your policy?
Probably like 5 days ago. And I had one on there. But when I added it, I made sure I had the roadside assistant. All my cars have roadside assistance. That's the whole point of having insurance.
Right, ma'am. So how the policy work is that you're not speaking with the insurance company, not speaking with dispatch. You're speaking with the customer service department for the roadside department. So the reason why I'm verifying is because you purchased and you added the policy directly to your insurance company, and they're responsible to submit that.
Okay.
So we need to first verify if that's the issue that is going on with the vehicle, because you had a different vehicle towed on March 1st. That is a vehicle I can confirm here, which is a 67 Beetle, Volkswagen Beetle, but I cannot confirm the Lexus.
Okay.
So we need to verify if that's the reason why, because if they didn't send us the update for that information, we wouldn't know that vehicle is added, and that's why the system is prompting a cash call. So just bear me one moment. Let me go ahead and take a look at the notes. And then
Okay. I get it.
No, bear me one moment, please.
Okay, can it be done today?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for patiently holding, Ms. Nancy. So I did review all the accounts that you have that is linked to your address and to your name. I am seeing coverage for the 67 Beetle, and I'm seeing coverage for 2005 Chevrolet, but I'm not seeing any coverage for the Lexus. I'm going to reach out to client relations.
Yeah, but I don't have... Yeah, okay, because okay. I don't have the Malibu on that no more.
Yes, yeah, so all this information...
I don't have that
just...
car no more.
Right. That's fine. All the policies that is there, that is,
okay.
that is ever put into our system will always be here. The issue is that we haven't received the update for the Lexus. So I need to first confirm if that's the issue. And if it is, you need to speak with Mercury Insurance regards to it. Okay, so just bear me one moment, please.
Okay, so, okay. Okay.
Thank you so much for patiently holding, Miss Nancy. I do apologize for the long wait hold. So I'm going to get you in contact back with dispatch. I'm going to give you a call ID. So headquarters just went ahead and override the services for you, and the policies covered up to 15 miles of services. Hello? Miss Nancy?
Hello?
Hello, Miss Nancy. Can you hear me? Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you now. Yes, I can. Hello?
Okay, good. I didn't want to get disconnected after all that. Oh, but you got my number.
Tell
me.
Yeah, so we're going to get you in contact back
okay,
with
so
dispatch.
What is...
headquarters. Just... Yes, ma'am?
Huh?
I didn't hear you, ma'am. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell me the number, the code number.
Yes, I'm going to give you the call ID. That is going to be 101.
101. 040. Okay. Say that again.
101-64-040.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm gonna get
you back with
this. Can you tell me what? Wait, don't transfer
me yet. I'm
gonna
transfer you back over to this.
Okay, so don't transfer me over yet. What did you do that, or what is going on? Do I have, does it show that it adds, I mean, oh no, you just overrided this so I could do this today, right?
See, I believe she was able to locate the vehicle. Mercury's account still set up a little bit weird on our end. I wasn't able to see it. But she was able to confirm coverages on her end. She is headquarters. So we just transfer the call back over and then they move forward. Now, once the call is completed, if you're able to speak with Mercury, let them know that you spoke with Roadside today. You were having a little bit of issue with the Lexus, and just ensure that they submit the contract over to us.
Okay. Say that again because you went out. So I called the, okay, say that again.
Yes, so right now the services are covered. From my understanding, headquarters was able to confirm the vehicle.
Okay.
The issue is now with Roadside in our department. We're unable to confirm that vehicle. So after the call, I would suggest that you speak with Mercury Insurance and let them know that you were having a little bit of issue today verifying the Lexus. That way they can send an official contract over to us.
Okay, to send the contract over. Okay, so who am I talking to right now? I mean, what department is this?
This is customer service for the claims department. For a roadside
assistance. Oh, for the roadside. They never sent me to you. They should have sent me to you years ago. I'm kidding. I have been having problems with this stuff for 2 years. And they keep on sending me back to road assistance, to the Mercury, to like different people, but never to the customer claim roadside. Oh, well, I got the wrong. I was thinking I had to go through Mercury's customer service, but I had to go through roadside the whole time. Wow. How did I? Yeah. Okay. So when I called the Mercury, so they could all I have to do is tell them to send the contract over to the customer service claim roadside assistance, or?
Yes. Yes.
Who am I telling them? Okay. Who am I telling them to send it to? So I have the right word for it.
Yeah. Our company name is Nation Safe Drivers.
Oh,
but they would know
that's
who
the guy was telling me as well. Okay. But I need to get, like, information down because everybody has different information or different, you know what I mean? It's just
odd
sometimes when it's all different. Okay, transfer me to roadside. But I don't need to get told right now, but you could transfer me anyways. I just had to clear this up before I go to the impound.
Okay, that's fine. I will still put it in for now. That's fine. We could still put the tow in now, and if it's at a later time, that's fine. But there will be notes on the account for you with that call ID to move forward.
Okay, but you could transfer me to the roadside. I need to see how many miles this case is. Thank you.
No problem, Ms. Nancy. One moment. You're welcome. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Mercy Roadside Assistance. My name is Shaniqua. Are you currently the roadside assistance? Hello.
Okay, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm trying to get you all speakerphone. Hold on, really quick. Hello. Okay, so I gotta get my car towed today. They gave me a confirmation number, I guess you could say. But I'm not going to get it towed until I get it released from the impound? So yes, do I give you the number now or do I give it to you then?
You give it to us then because we don't do scheduled tolls. Once it comes at the impound,
okay,
no.
Back. So save the number for... Okay, so save that number, give it to them when I get the car out of the impound, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I need you to, can you please tell me how many miles is an address to my apartment so I know I'm okay?
Okay, give me one second, okay?
May
I have your first and last name?
Okay. Oh, my first name is Nancy. My last name is Radoff.
Can you spell your last name for me, please?
Excuse me?
Can you spell that last name for me?
Oh, R-U-E-D-A-S.
And what's a good callback number just in case we get disconnected?
909-723-3436.
Can you repeat that for me a little slowly, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. 909-723-3436.
Okay, I have 909-723-3436.
Yes.
Give me one second. Would you like to receive mobile texts and updates?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to proceed with the ticket, but I will leave a note once you call back so everything can be in the system already for you once you call back.
Okay.
Can
okay.
I have that full policy number?
Okay. Oh, shoot. I don't have it on me. Hold on. Okay, the policy number is 0401-0917-033-7772.
Okay, I'm going to verify this number. I have 0401-0917-083-3772.
No, 03. Zero, it's a 33, not an 83.
Can you repeat that whole number for me, ma'am?
Okay. 0401-0917-033-3772.
Okay, I have 0401-0917-033-7772.
Okay, next, there's a 3. You see where the 3's at?
Yes,
there's
ma'am.
There's 2 3's. Where's the 3 at? There's 2 3's.
So I have
so it's
04.
04. Yeah.
Go ahead, ma'am. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. 0401-0917-033-7772.
And can I have the last digits of the VIN number, please?
The VIN number is, let me see. The VIN number is...
The last 6
J?
Digits.
Okay, good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 0, 0, 4724.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to repeat this policy number one more time, okay, ma'am? Because it's showing, it's not showing up in
okay.
my system. I have 04-01-09-17-03-3772.
7772.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, I was missing a seven. Okay. 1 second.
Yeah.
And what's the year making model of the vehicle you're calling
you
them out, ma'am?
The year is a 92 Lexus.
Okay. And what's the color of the vehicle, ma'am?
Black and white.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. What's wrong with the vehicle?
I got it out of the impound. I'm going to get it out of the impound, and I don't want to drive. Oh, wait. I don't have a key for it.
Okay.
So I can't drive it.
Okay, 1 second. Let's see. No, man, you would have an out-of-pocket expense once you set up this ticket. It's saying you're not covered.
Huh? Oh, no, I'm supposed to give them a code because I just got off the phone with the insurance claim because they didn't, the Mercury Insurance didn't send the contract over to the customer roadside claim assistance people or the roadside. So the lady gave me a number, so when I do my tow, I give them the a number that will clear me, I guess. I don't know, something.
Yes,
but,
ma'am.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what the number start with, ma'am?
So
the number that they provided to you?
What?
Is it like 888-684?
No,
is that the number they provided for you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yes, ma'am. Once you do that, give them the code, the ticket will already be in place. You'll just have to be updated so you won't have an out-of-pocket expense. So I'm just going to save this information.
So give them the code.
And once you call back.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you tell me how, yeah, thank you. Can you tell me how far these places are so I can make sure my code's okay?
Okay, I can go ahead with the address. Okay, where's the vehicle located, ma'am?
Okay.
In order for me to give you a proper mileage, I need to know where the vehicle is located.
Yeah, yeah. At 2310 East 3rd Street, San Bernardino, California, 9240. And it's going to be...
I have 2310 East 3rd Street. And what else did you say?
San Bernardino,
California. Can you spell that for me?
924... S-A-N Bernardino.
And what was that zip code?
92410.
Okay, give me 1 second. So I'll give you the exact mileage.
Okay. Do you want me to give you the address to where it's going to?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's 1699 East Arrowhead Avenue.
Can you spell that for me?
Arrowhead.
Arrowhead?
Yes.
I have 1699 East San Arrowhead.
East Arrowhead Avenue.
Okay. And what's the zip?
San Bernardino.
And what's that state, ma'am?
California.
Can you give me 1 second?
Okay.
And the first address you gave me was Wilson Towing LLC, 2310 East 3rd Street,
yes.
San Bernardino, California. Okay. 1 second. And you want to tow to 1699 North Arrowhead Avenue, San Bernardino, California, 92405?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's see how many miles that is. 1 second. Ma'am, the loaded miles
yes.
is 5 miles and the unloaded is 5 miles. So it's actually 5 miles.
Wait,
from those two addresses that you gave me. You said you want to know the miles,
yeah.
correct? Yes, ma'am. Both
yeah.
are 5 miles.
Okay, so I'm good, right?
Yes, ma'am. But once you give them that number, because it's saying it's not covered at the moment, once you give them that number, then you will
okay.
call back. Everything will already be in place for
okay.
you.
Okay. 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 So it's 5 miles.
I'm going to leave
okay,
a note.
Thank you. Okay. Just, yeah, because I'm gonna start going to the toll place right now.
Yes, ma'am. I'm
going to
leave
you.
A note.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you for calling
thank
Roadside
you.
Assistance.
You too. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.